Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
Career 360, only on Money FM 89.3.
Thanks for staying with us here on Money FM 89.3. I'm Rachel Kelly. Now, managing manpower in the current COVID-19 crisis is no easy task. Many firms have had to look at ways to upskill and support their workforce. And Citi, global financial service firm Citi, has rolled out a host of measures to ease the burden on their employees. Now, earlier this year, Citi Singapore committed to give some 1,600 of its employees a total of $2 million in a one-off special compensation award. Not bad, huh? And the bank has also made commitments to hiring a certain number of graduates. And to find out more about some of these initiatives, we're joined on the line today by Joel Fastenberg, and he's the head of human resources for Singapore and ASEAN at Citi. Joel, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Rachel. Happy to be here.
You keeping well?
Absolutely. My family and I just arrived in Singapore a month ago and couldn't be happier.
And I understand you've just finished your stay-home notice as well.
Yes, indeed. Happy that that's behind us, for sure.
Great. So, you know, Joel, let's start off with the Learning Academy, because I understand that Citi Singapore's revamped Learning Academy has just opened up. So tell us, what are some of the changes? Because this is an internal learning platform, right? What are some of the changes that have been implemented as a result of what you're seeing happen in the current labor market?
Sure, absolutely. Let me give a bit of background. The Citi Singapore Learning Academy is an industry-leading learning program, mm-hmm. which is Citi-designed, vendor-led to help all of our employees develop and really thrive in this continually changing world today. The revamped Learning Academy, and we went about a revamp sometime last year, is structured around three main learning categories: Innovation Series, Professional Skills Development Series, and Women Development Series. Programs are largely open to our entire employee population, irrespective of level, as we're really focused on continuing education and development for all of our staff. This new program is very future-focused, mm-hmm. easily accessible, very relevant in today's time.
So what prompted the change, Joel? Why the change to these specific three pillars?
So the revamp, this change was really driven by the need to meet Citi's current as well as future business needs and to make our staff more what we call within Citi future compatible. We also wanted to take the opportunity and harmonize our offerings and overall learning calendar, not just within Singapore, but across all of the ASEAN countries.
Right. Okay.
We did notice some differences across the countries. So the process started with a very intensive analysis of our previous learning offerings, as well as a deep dive study on the skills that are future compatible and really in high demand. So that's what really prompted the change. And through this analysis, we identified the opportunity for our learning programs to be better aligned with future business needs and skills.
And I understand that this was launched at the end of May, and what a perfect timing in the sense that, you know, a lot of people are looking to reskill or upskill and look at their current capabilities and how they can improve given the current COVID environment. How have you seen that impact the take-up of the courses that you have on this new Learning Academy platform?
We had aimed to launch the beginning of the year. Given mm-hmm. given the COVID pandemic, we were delayed by a few months. So we launched at the end of May. There's been an impact that the pandemic has had on the strategy and the execution. At the most basic level, all learning this year is being conducted virtually.
Mm.
So the pandemic has really injected kind of a sense of urgency of sorts to equip our staff with the ability to be more flexible and adaptable in these times of change. And some of the courses, particularly under the Innovative Series, are now delivering. So what's changed is the execution. You know, it's now all conducted virtually.
Right.
But what hasn't changed is the overall vision and strategy for staff to be equipped with future-ready skills.
And beyond the online platform, how has learning changed at Citi as a result of COVID-19?
Going virtual as a result of COVID-19, it's had some challenges, but it's actually had a number of benefits. You know, we have seen a little bit of a decline in terms of overall participation levels. In historical classroom training, we typically would have had 25 to 30 participants per class. Nowadays, with the virtual programs, we see more around 15 to 20 on average. But what's been very encouraging is the response we've received for all of our virtual programs, as well as the usage of our digital learning platforms. Overall, real positive feedback from staff and managers.
We're speaking to Joel Fastenberg, head of human resources for Singapore and ASEAN at Citi here on Money FM 89.3. Now, Joel, there's another area that I wanted to have a chat with you about because I find this quite interesting. And, you know, with offices closed, students are now turning to virtual work experience. I mean, what a year to graduate, right? How have you adapted your work experience program to cater to this?
So the work experience program is different from our full-blown five-week internship mm-hmm. program, which actually concludes at the end of this week. We had nearly 80 interns participating across numerous programs. Again, a five-week program, and we intend to give all 80 interns full-time offers at the conclusion. The work experience program has been an online program really open to all students. It acts primarily as a branding and marketing tool, but may also serve as a recruitment tool in the future. So today we've had close to 500 students participate in this program, and it's really designed to provide students with a bit of a taste of what life would be like as a first-year analyst. They get to sample real on-the-job tasks, including case studies, and this year was a first for us. This is the first year we rolled out such a program, but feedback from both students and our employees alike has been great.
And 500 students, I mean, that's no small number. And this is a, correct me if I'm wrong, this is a global program. And I'm assuming that since this is an online program, there's no cap on the number of students that can join the program. Is that correct?
There really is no cap. You know, we had, at last count, just about 500 students from universities in Singapore and elsewhere, Singaporean students studying at other universities. No cap. It's very easily accessible. It's a free online program for university students. Mm-hmm. We offer various modules covering careers in investment banking, markets and security services. And just this week, we launched a consumer banking as well.
So walk us through some of the modules. What do they involve? What do they entail?
The modules really, really entail the students are given certain tasks that a first year analyst in those respective businesses would work through. Case studies that have been designed by Citi. This is a completely in-house designed program. So the students, you know, at their leisure, you know, working virtually at home, can work through the case studies, work through the respective tasks. And if they do really well and enjoy it, it could result in them down the road joining Citi or perhaps another firm as well. We're looking to give these students a bit of a taste of what life in the banking world is like.
Oh, you've been busy, Joel. You know, even though I know you've been with Citi for almost a decade, you've just stepped into this new role, this new expanded role, haven't you? So I want to ask you, what do you think the future holds for work change at Citi?
So there's a lot of work going into this within Citi at the moment, globally, not just here in Singapore, but particularly from a human capital lens. So I'm personally anticipating several changes, and these changes could extend from recruiting and onboarding talent to how we continue to upskill and train our employees. I actually see a handful of advantages and rewards with regard to remote working. We don't have to be wedded to a specific location. It has the potential advantage of creating more work-life balance, positively impacting employee satisfaction as well as morale. Also exciting for me is the fact that this pandemic has opened up the possibilities to attract talent that we might not have been able to attract in the past. A key group could be mothers who have left the workforce are now looking to return. And with increased remote working and flexible work arrangements, this could really open up some new doors for us and attract qualified talent into Citi Singapore.
Well, Joel, you know what? It's been absolutely fascinating talking to you, and we look forward to catching up with you again. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Rachel.
We've been speaking with Joel Fastenberg, Head of Human Resources for Singapore and ASEAN at Citi here on Money FM 89.3. Career 360 is written and produced by Nadia Koh.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.